Hello and welcome to the Tipsy Sewist podcast.
Co-hosted by Ellen the Stitches and Hazel Ann the Sheep.
Join us today when we're talking... Oh my god, I thought I saw a fly. Oh my god.
Was it just my hair?
It was just your... Oh my god, I thought there was a giant bug flying towards me. It's literally just your hair. Shit the bed. Okay, pause. Join us as we talk about Christmas.
So grab your favourite tipple, let's have a giggle.
Oh yeah. Second time round. Before we get into the Christmas edit, we want to tell you about our incredible sponsor, In a Haystack.
Want to discover amazing sewing patterns and shops? In a Haystack's digital sewing subscription helps you do just that.
Every month, you get a fun and flexible digital pack sent straight to your inbox. It's full of sewing treats and inspiration like swappable PDF patterns, discounts for fabric and pattern printing, interviews, tips and tricks, and more. And you can even do gift subscriptions.
Ooh!
Love a good gift! Check out In a Haystack for more.
So we thought this episode would just be really useful for you if you, like us, love to sew something for Christmas. Are you going to sew anything for Christmas?
Yes, and I already know what I'm going to sew, and I'll talk about it later.
Fine.
Surprise!
Okay. Keep it on the down low.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to do a couple of Christmas outfits each year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to have a dress for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And I always kind of regret it because I will have a photo with, like, my dad or my mom on, like, Christmas morning. And then, like, as soon as we sit down for Christmas lunch, like, I just want to put my pajamas on and, like, not be wearing, like, a tight dress.
What? Are you going to make, like, a jersey jumpsuit or something?
Oh, that'd be a good idea. Like,
secret pajamas.
Yeah, I mean, I love to eat on Christmas. And, like, I think maybe... I should make like a New Year's Eve dress or like a Christmas Eve dress or something rather than like a Christmas Day like outfit that's not comfortable. I think that's where I've like fallen down in previous years.
So you want to make something that's maybe more versatile for loads of different occasions that you will wear, but also comfort.
Yeah, I feel like just more comfy and like more roomy. Like maybe for my Christmas Day dress this year, I'll do like an indigo.
An indigo with the Anthea Blouse hat.
Yeah, rather than cheeky. Like last Christmas, I made a saltwater slip.
In the pink and red.
In the pink and red polka dot, like satin. And yeah, it was pretty, it's quite a tight dress. Not like super tight, but it's.
You feel a bit after you've eaten a meal like, oh wow.
Yeah.
See my Christmas dinner.
Exactly. Those ties were untied around the waist.
Yeah, and then they're just dangling.
They were just dangling. Yeah, for sure.
I made a Christmas dress last year. I made the Vicky Sews Attell dress, and I didn't wear it.
I was going to say, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The green silky one on my Instagram.
Oh, with the sleeves?
Yeah.
Love.
Did not wear it on Christmas
Just wear it
at
this
all.
Year.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but we might wear it to the wedding next year.
I think it's definitely wedding appropriate.
Yeah, and it's a November wedding, so...
Perfect. So yeah, basically this episode we're calling the Christmas edit because we just wanted to talk about all things like festive season.
Party outfits.
Yeah, we've got some great patterns, some lovely fabrics that we've seen about town and general just like, we're not talking like Christmas costume, we're talking sparkly season, I think.
Oh yeah. The festive season.
Yeah, just Christmas parties. If you've got an office Christmas party, if you just want to go
out for... Christmas brunch with your mates.
Yeah, drinks with the gals. Or Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, just those vibes.
Yeah, all the good vibes. So speaking of the indigo...
Yes.
That is something we are going to highlight for probably the 100th time on this podcast that we've done, 24 episodes of
now? I feel like we should get commission on the indigo dress.
I really think we should. But yeah, so if you don't know what we're talking about, we love the Tilly Buttons indigo dress with the midi dress hat add-on and with the Anthea sleeve, so we have a really
midi dress add-on? Is it an add-on?
It's an add-on.
Is it not normally that? Okay. No. Yeah, with the Anthea puff sleeve or Tilly and the Buttons, actually, they have done their own add-on puff sleeve for this
they
pattern.
Have. Yes, they have.
So either way, I think, yeah, a gorgeous Christmas Day dress. I would like to make it out of a satin.
Really? I was thinking a tartan.
Oh, yes. So this time last year... with Prosecco. This time last year, I sewed the indigo dress out of a taffeta. Mm-hmm. And it was for a wedding that was on the 23rd of December. We will post a photo of me in that dress. I feel like we're going to post some Christmas vibes from last year. And it was gorgeous.
I made it about 2 months prior out of like a cotton something.
But was it Christmassy?
No, but I did wear it on Christmas, on Boxing Day.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think it's a great, like we've said, like, it's just a really comfy dress. But I think the right fabric choice, if you make it out of something heavier weight, like crispier, like a taffeta or a, I don't really know, just like...
cotton
like,
sateen?
Yeah, great shout.
Fabric like, Godmother do some beautiful cotton sateens.
Yeah, amazing. I feel like it can look really glam and like give that wow factor. So yeah, you have probably inspired me to make a... indigo for Christmas Day, or I wear the one I wore last year, the taffeta one that I wore to that wedding, and I wear that on Christmas.
So that's more sustainable.
Exactly. I think I probably will do that, actually. Now you've said that, I'm not gonna make another indigo.
You love it so much.
I know, and I've only worn it once. Something else. I've literally just worn it that one time for that wedding. So yes, I'm going to make it
do that. Wear it again. Tilly buttons. I do think their new pattern, while it's not necessarily for me or something I would wear, the Marnie blouse and mini dress could be perfect on Christmas Day. If you maybe you're a bit more low-key and casual and you wear jeans and a nice top, this is your perfect nice top out of like a Rifle Papers, one of their Christmas fabrics. I can really see Crafty Pie wearing that on Christmas Day.
Oh, yes. Like the berries.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you're right. I think a lot of the William Morris fabrics are going to be stunning.
Their range last year was stunning. Was
gorgeous. They did like a... I don't know if they're doing a winter range this year, the William Morris one from Craft Cotton Company. But yeah, the Marnie dress, you're right.
In because that.
Phoebe Rosita just made the most amazing...
in the gingham.
Oh my God.
Phoebe.
It is the dreamiest Marnie dress, mini dress. And just go and check it out. It's beautiful.
If you don't know what the Marnie dress is... it is a smock style dress with sort of like a nice flat placket around your bust. You can have an optional ruffle on the shoulder, or you can put pin tucks in, which makes it just that bit more
I feel
special.
Like it always has pin tucks, the undulating pin tucks.
No. So the one variation doesn't, it just has the ruffle, and the other version has the pin tucks.
Okay, sure. I had no idea.
So it's cute, and I think it would just be perfect.
Oh, you want me to draw?
Yeah, I thought you
okay,
this.
Sure. So the next dress that we want to talk about is the Tammy Handmade Leona dress. Now, we both follow Tammy Handmade on Instagram. I would say we are Instagram friends.
Yeah.
And her patterns are super cool, very stylish, very simple. I really love them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Leona dress is another one, and it is, well...
it definitely has to be made, I think, in stretch fabric.
Yes.
That's where you're going.
Yeah, exactly. So
which makes it easy. No
the
fitting.
One that she's made on the like main picture that I've seen is the like blue velvet, like midnight velvet dress. So basically it's this figure hugging dress that is kind of slip-on style. It's a deep V-neck and it's got no fastening, so it's good for beginners, obviously. And it's like a fitted bodice. And it's got a low back with thin straps. Now, I think this would be great for a Christmas party or drinks with the girls. And I found a fabric that I thought it would be super nice in, which is from Fabric Godmother.
They have just dropped their Christmas range, or like a very festive kind
of. Have they?
Yeah, that's what that's part of.
Oh, okay, cool. It's the Glitter Lurex Wool Jersey. And I just thought it would look amazing. It's a deadstock wool jersey, and it's got this metallic thread woven into it.
What colour's the thread?
It's like this metallic silver thread, and then the fabric is black. Oh no, it's navy, sorry, it's navy.
Even better.
And it's really lightweight, and it would make like a perfect dress. And yeah, I just think that I love a stretchy dress. In Christmas especially.
It just gives, it means you're so comfortable. Totally. It works for so many occasions as well.
Yeah, I'm a big, 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 big fan. And then I also found another viscose jersey. from Rainbow Fabrics, which I thought was super cute. And it's their purple black floral party viscose jersey.
Lovely.
And it's this black base with this purple, like deep purple floral print on it. Oh. And I thought that would just look...
That
like
looks so nice.
Gorgeous floral dress, but make it winter and make it glam.
Yeah.
And that is £7.99 a meter as well. And again, it's going to be dead stock because it's from Rainbow. So yeah, that would be my fabric and pattern pairings.
Very nice. I also think you can make it out of like a Dior velvet. You know the burnouts?
From where?
I mean, I'm just spitballing out the fabrics.
Oh, okay, fine, yeah.
I don't know where it's from, but agreed. I'm sure you can find it.
Super cool. I just, yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. So I feel like we're going to have to round about now to Vicky So's.
Well, you're obsessed with Vicky So's. Everyone hates Elizabeth Vicky So's ambassador. I don't know if you know about that.
But their patterns are so good. And we have only talked about two for this episode.
Okay, good. I mean, you have an addiction, so yeah. Oh my God, I love this.
Yeah, exactly. So they've just dropped their latest range. So their latest range of Christmassy, New Year's, festive season dresses, I think it consists of 5 outfits.
And they're all like for Christmas party dresses.
Yeah.
So we could have done this whole episode just talking about those 5 patterns.
Yeah, we could have done. But that's not in the concept.
The spirit of things.
The spirit of things. So this dress is called the Lord's Dress, and it is a close-fitting lingerie-inspired dress with a boned corset bodice and separate bra cups.
Which is great for people like me with a bigger boobs and a smaller waist. It is absolutely incredible.
It's gorgeous.
I haven't seen this dress before and it looks stunning, but fucking difficult to sew.
It's 3 days of sewing time, apparently.
Yeah, it says 22 hours, which mental. I currently don't have to spare. It looks so hard, but so good.
I think the great thing about it is a knit dress. So they've made it out of tulle and a stretch mesh, so it is going to be, it has a little bit of give. You can make it fit your body really quite easily.
Can you explain what this dress looks like, because I feel like it's really hard to understand.
So it kind of looks a little bit like, you know when you have your tights on but not on and they're around your ankle and they're a bit gathered?
Oh my God.
It kind of does, but in like a very sexy, happily draped way. I feel like it's been very pleated and gathered to sort of cinch in around the waist, pan out over the hips, go around the boob, give you a really nice shape and like a really good illusion. So they've done it in a nude with a black overlay.
And it's got this thing up the front.
Yes, so it's like a lace-up corset-y style detail, but it actually closes with a zipper up the back, so I don't know what the point is.
Oh, that must just be a faux.
It is, it's a faux, and it's, I mean, it's cool. I also feel like if we did a Halloween episode, this would be a fantastic Morticia Adams.
I was thinking it would be like a mummy. If you did that in white, that's a mummy.
A mummified bride.
100%.
Sorry, Halloween was 2 days ago, so...
Yeah, it's in our minds.
We've done a complete 180. But it's stunning, and I really do think for Christmas parties, Christmas wedding, or like festive season weddings, in a lace or something, it could be a really stunning option.
I really want someone to sew it and to show us that they've sewn it, because I don't think I'm quite there yet with like dedicating my time and brain. Like, I think that's a definite challenge.
Yes.
It's for, I would say, surely that's for intermediate to advanced sewists. Does it say?
I don't think it says.
Usually she does say. But anyway, it looks really tricky, especially the fact that the fabric
advanced.
Yeah. The fabric is gonna be hard to work with and it's very close fitting.
Yeah.
But yeah, good on you if you're gonna try it.
Stunning. Love it. Am I talking about this now? Okay. So the next episode. The next pattern we're going to talk about is a jumpsuit.
Gorge. We never talk about jumpsuits.
Never talk about jumpsuits, but I love a jumpsuit.
Well, I've just printed one out.
Nice. Which one?
The Lennox boiler suit.
Jazzy. Oh, and you're making it out of the...
Lavender twill from Semi Sunshine. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I also think that like a structured jumpsuit like that would be good for a Christmas party. I know it's not necessarily a normal Christmas party, but if your Christmas party is down the pub...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like where, like... a really cool like boiler suit.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
If you were doing something like, maybe because me and my friends are going to do ice skating and then we're going to go out for Sunday lunch, like that would be
such super
a
nice
piece to like go from that to that.
But that's not necessarily Christmas party, so yeah, the
we're going glitz and glam with this episode.
Yeah.
There's nothing casual about it.
So we're going to talk about the Iman jumpsuit by Vicky Stones, which is now also one of the ones they have just released. So this is a semi-fitted jumpsuit with an accentuated waist featuring a waist seam and wrap style front bodice. It has a low V neckline and an elastic at the waist, which means you can eat and eat and eat and it will expand with you. Now they have made it out of two different fabrics. One of them is a fully sequined fabric and which? It is so glitz and glam. I love it. So this can come lined or unlined, and you have picked a fabric for this, haven't you?
Yes. So on Newcraft House, they did a bit of like a sequins and glitz and glamour drop the other day, and I was looking at this metallic silver lurex crepe. And it's obviously like a very high-end dead stock fabric. It's on Newcraft House. It's a bit on the pricier side. It's £12 per half meter. So yeah, I mean, it would be a showstopper, but it's gorgeous. It's bright. It's silver metallic on the right side, and then it's black on the other side. It's got really good structure, but it's also lightweight. So I think for something like this jumpsuit that needs movement, mm-hmm. but also something structured enough to sew it up,
yeah.
I think that this would be a stunning fabric. And also Newcraft House has like a whole section on there, like sequins and shiny fabrics. They've got like the Christmas fabrics down to a T.
They really do. And I just think this would work so well for every occasion over Christmas.
I mean, it is...
It's very Studio 54.
Oh my God, it is gorgeous.
I'm obsessed.
What do they say that is? Are they saying that's advanced as well? Click on the like main page.
So this is saying it's intermediate. It's 12 hours of sewing time. That's nothing.
Compared to 3 days?
Compared to the 3 days, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I rate it.
I think you should make it.
Maybe.
She just breathes heavily and doesn't say anything.
I just don't have time to sew.
Okay, next one! Next!
Moving swiftly onwards to something maybe a little bit different is...
I'm obsessed.
Oh my God, the skirt.
No.
Is this the skirt?
No, I'm talking about these two together.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the skirt that we discussed earlier.
Oh no, but we will talk about that.
Okay, so talk to me.
Just Patterns have just released the Veronica vest. Now, I feel like she's paired it a few times on her Instagram and with her Tatiana trousers, which is one of her other patterns. And I think this would just be such a classy, modern alternative to your classic party dress.
So it's basically a suit trouser and mm-hmm. like a suit waistcoat together. Yes,
but it's very tailored for the women's body.
So it's not an androgynous fit.
It's tailored.
Wow. I mean... I never thought I would wear a waistcoat because in my head, waistcoat is like old man snooker player. Mm-hmm. But looking at that waistcoat, I was like, maybe I should wear this waistcoat.
Yeah,
this
imagine that though with jeans and boots.
Absolutely gorge.
Exactly.
And that waistcoat and those trousers together, looks what fabric fantastic. Are you thinking?
I'm thinking like a heavyweight satin or...
What, for the trousers as well?
Yeah.
Wow, mm-hmm. I love it. You're going like all out.
You have to go all out. So you think you can sew it in bright pink.
Oh my God.
I know, but and I mean, she's also made the same outfit
in the teal.
But the pink.
We will post this on our page because it's super cool.
It's stunning. But could you imagine like a forest green?
I could. That is exactly what I do. Or a gold.
Gold. Or a tartan.
Or chartreuse.
That's not a very Christmassy colour, Elle.
Why? Chartreuse is Christmassy. Okay, deep purple.
Yeah,
I feel like, no, I don't like it. Are you watching Project Runway?
No.
So, I got Hey You on Amazon Prime. You know, like that extra thing you have to pay for.
Yes.
Hey You to watch Below Deck, which is what I bought it for specifically. And then I was
love
like,
Below
I
Deck.
Paid for it and I finished watching Below Deck. And then it was like... Something else you could watch, Project Runway, series
Classic.
19, which is from last year.
Isn't that...
Don't tell me who won, because I'm...
No. There was a sewist on it.
What do you mean there was a sewist on it? Like, of course there was sewists on it.
No, like...
But there's no one English on it.
No, she's American.
But are you going to tell me what happened?
No, because I don't know, because I haven't watched it.
Okay, so anyway, on Hey You, it's like series 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then it jumps to series 19... And I am obsessed. Like, Hazel, you need to watch it.
I know. It's on my list of things to watch, but I keep rewatching comfort shows for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, but you loved Making the Cut.
Love Making the Cut. Has anyone watched the recent season?
Yes, and I finished it. And so I had like a little sewing shaped hole in my life. So yeah, Project Runway series 19 is really good.
Okay.
And why did I even start talking about that?
Was there a girl, lady on it, who did really colourful stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has had like collaborations with like Nerissa Hansen fabrics and stuff.
Because she is... So at the moment, she's on it and they are like, you're too crafty. You're not fashion-y enough. But I love everything she makes. It's very so me. It's very puff sleeves, like bright colours, clashing prints. Yeah. But obviously everyone else is doing like streetwear and high fashion glam.
Yeah.
And she does stick out. Oh my God. And she's a self-taught sewist.
Yeah. From America, moved to Japan during COVID. And her family of like, there's like five of them, I think. It's like her husband and like three kids. They were in a hotel room in quarantine for 2 weeks.
And you follow her on Instagram?
I used to. I haven't seen her crop up a lot recently, though.
Maybe because of Project Runway.
Maybe. Or maybe just some people have disappeared off my feed.
Oh my gosh. I knew she was like one of us. I could tell she was.
But yes, back to the Veronica Vest and the Tatiana Tarsus.
Why did I start speaking about this, though? Anyway, carry on.
I just think it'd be so fabulous. Imagine a brocard. Not a brocard.
I don't know what you mean.
A jacquard,
yeah.
Gorgeous.
I was going to say, a brocard would be like mental.
Yeah, mental. But a jacquard, gorge. Yeah. Stun. Oh, life and soul of the party.
Yeah,
but also, you can wear them as separates latterly.
What does latterly mean?
Later on.
Oh my God. Get you learning new words.
I've been reading books recently.
I bought Hazel a book for her birthday today.
I'm so excited. They're so pretty.
Fashion illustrations.
Gorgeous. So yeah, if you want something that's maybe an alternative to a party dress, an alternative to a party jumpsuit.
And you can wear them as separates like throughout the year.
Exactly. Get yourself a vest and trousers. We've recommended the Veronica Vest by Just Patterns. But there are loads of alternatives out there if you don't want something fitted or something.
I think you said Veronica Dress.
I said Veronica Vest, but I think I said it very fast.
Veronica Vest! I feel like maybe we should get some more Prosecco.
No? Oh yeah, we didn't tell them what we were drinking today.
We're drinking Prosecco, but I've had an empty glass for a while, Hazel.
Oh, Jesus, I haven't. I'll finish my glass. Let's go.
I thought that you had finished. That's why I was asking. Sorry about that. Hazel's hosting today and she's doing a terrible job.
Oh, fuck off.
So now we have a full drink. Thanks, Hazel. We wanted to chat a little bit more about our sponsor.
In a Haystack was set up in 2019 by Kate, a public health policy person and sewing enthusiast in London. It's featured some amazing shops like Modern Sewing Company, Made My Wardrobe, Fabuloso, Fibre and Cloth Studio. We love that Kate supports and promotes small businesses.
If you'd like to try out the Haystack pack, you can use code TIPSY, T-I-P-S-Y, for 50% off your first pack. Find out more at inahaystack.co.uk or at in_a_haystack on Instagram.
And we're back.
So now we have our refreshment.
Fucking hell.
I want to talk about the By Han London Sandeep dress.
Did you know that Elle works for By Han London?
Yeah, I mean, that is not actually the reason that I wanted it. Because before I worked at By Han London, I think I'd said that I wanted to make this dress.
It is a gorgeous dress.
And I'd never really had the occasion for it. And I actually don't have the occasion for it this year, so I'm not planning on making it. But I want to talk about it as an option for a Christmas dress.
But you want to make your wedding dress, don't you?
My wedding dress?
I know, this is so off-piece, but I feel like I
would wear this for my wedding dress.
Really?
No, I think I'm going to do something really like
fair.
Maybe really figure hugging. I don't know.
Oh, she's so sexy. Anyway.
I know. So the Sandeep has got a close fitting bodice with V-shaped darts, and then it's got these like raglan flutter sleeves and then a square neckline, and then it's got these asymmetric circle skirts that are kind of like layered on top of a straight skirt. And I just think it's really glamorous. It's kind of over the top. It's got this gorgeous shape to it. And yeah, beautiful. And I think it would look amazing in a satin.
Yes.
And there is a satin that I'd found that I wanted to talk about. And this satin is from Somi Sunshine.
Love Somi Sunshine.
Which we're big fans of. And is this luxurious heavyweight satin in navy. That,
yes.
Yeah, I just think it's beautiful. Like, go and have a look at it. They've only got 9 meters left, so it'd be quick.
Do you know what would be so gorgeous?
Yeah.
Is if someone made this and then they like embroidered like little beads into like, yeah. in like a little ombre. Wow,
that'd be amazing. It's gorgeous. Yeah, this heavyweight satin just looks so glamorous, mm-hmm. so expensive, and it would be amazing in the Sandeep. And the Sandeep also comes as a skirt,
which I think is just so good. If you wanted to, you could probably make it as a. Could you make it as a top and a skirt and wear them together?
Yeah, definitely. You would just need to.
Maybe. You got a cohort.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe I would make the skirt first instead of the dress. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be better with like my things being more wearable at the moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, that skirt is so like swishy and gorgeous. I mean, we love it's a circle stunning. Skirt, and it makes it a little bit different. The fact that those circles are asymmetric and it just like brings this high class like glamour to
it. That's it. It's just classy.
Yeah.
It's such an elegant, classy dress.
Yeah, agreed. And then talking about High London,
are you gonna now tell us about your
what I'm gonna make? Yeah. So, actually, at the point of recording, this pattern has not been released. So let's hope that when I come to edit this, Boho London have actually released this pattern I'm about to talk about. Otherwise, I'll have to edit all this out.
Chaos.
So they have released these made-to-measure patterns. So basically, obviously, Boho London have not asked me to talk about this, but I am making one of these, so it makes sense to tell you about it. It's not like a generic, normal printed pattern that has been made for you. It's a made-to-measure instruction booklet. So there's three different skirts, and you can buy each one or buy all of them, and it will give you the instructions to make those skirts, like draft your own pattern with your own measurements mm-hmm. using these instructions. So there is one of the skirts that I want to make, and it's a peplum skirt. And I have this red satin that I've been talking about for like the last 5 episodes.
I'm sure you've mentioned it going, oh, maybe I could do that.
Oh
maybe
my God, because maybe I just haven't really been sure about it. I don't really love it, but I do love it, but I don't because it's not very wearable. Mm-hmm. It's like a bright pillar box red and it's just so garish. But actually for Christmas, I think it would look stunning.
Yeah.
So I saw someone on Instagram, I can't remember who it was. They made this like, it was actually, what's that? Horn. It was actually they made a Kim bodice from By Her London and then made this like massively out like ballerina-esque skirt that was mm-hmm. a mini skirt, but it must have had shitloads of tulle underneath because it was like
poofy
as fuck.
Nice.
And it just gave me the inspiration, not that I'm gonna make it like that, to make like a red satin like mini skirt with layers.
I think that's gonna look absolutely stunning and so fun because you can wear it with your leather jacket and boots.
Exactly.
Just to go to the pub for a bit of
a I don't know. It's gonna be, I think it's gonna be like a lot. It's gonna be extra. But like
a jumper and that and boots.
So basically with this pattern, it's got 3 peplum skirts and then you can obviously decide what depth you want your peplum skirts to be. And I'm going to do them all 3 as like minis. And then I'm going to have it land above the knee. And then I might do horse hair in the hem so that it's even like poofier.
I get obsessed when Gracie Steele puts horse hair.
I've never used horse hair before. So it'll be a first for me. And yeah, I think I'm going to do it. I don't know. Oh, that's going to be like my Christmas thing
project
that I'm going to make.
Do it.
But yeah, that's my plan.
Did you just read my top?
I think I was just staring at your boobs.
Oh, okay, because you just kept looking down at it and you kept frowning and I was like, yes, I know it says free spirit, believe, dream.
I mean, it's a lot. It's like live, love, laugh, but you do you. It says California Dreamer, Los Angeles, free spirit, believe, dream. Excellent.
I love it.
I mean, it's cute. It's got 3 butterflies on. It's not really me.
It's baby pink and bright pink. I don't actually ever wear it out the house.
Well, I like it for you. It's cute.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so that's my plans.
I think that sounds like a really good plan.
Let's talk about the next outfit.
So the next pattern we're going to talk about is the Cashmere Upt...
Hello, what are you saying?
No, the Cashmere Upton dress. It was the Upton that got me. So this is a very 1950s style dress. Everyone, you know, I feel like that's the classic Mrs. Claus look, isn't it?
Oh my God, this would be a perfect Mrs. Claus dress.
Yes, you just need a pity and some fluff around the neckline.
Oh my gosh, for those of you who don't live in England, or the UK, Hazel just said the word pinny, which people will not know what that is.
An apron.
It's an apron. Penny. That's what my nana used to say. My nana also used to say, I'm going to go and spend a penny, which means go to the toilet, which other people won't know, but it always brings me joy whenever I hear anyone say that. And she always used to say, give me my penny. It's mad, like, how no one says that now.
I just thought it was like a very common turn of phrase, hence it just flowed straight out of my mouth easily.
Hazel, I feel like it makes you sound like a Victorian housemaid.
Maybe I am.
So the Upton dress has got this gorgeous bodice, you know, like it's that classic princess seamed. Wait, it says darted or princess seamed.
Yeah, so you can have it darted or princess
No, seamed, this is an expansion pack. This isn't the normal Upton dress. Because the one that I've seen is just got princess seams.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's not you. Because
I mean, to be fair, I feel like this is actually a really good one to talk about.
Well, it's £25.
Yes, but you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sleeves. We've got 1, 2, 3. Well, you've got 1, 3 variations of bodice because they have a V-neck, a scoop neck, and a square neck, and then you have 6. Well, 2 different skirts at 3 different lengths.
Wow.
Yeah, so you are literally buying something.
Okay, so what we're looking at now on the fold line is the cashmere Upton dress and skirt mix and match expansion pack. We were planning on just talking about the Upton dress, but like the basic. But actually, this is such a cool...
Choose your own adventure with numerous features that can be mixed and matched in over 350 combinations.
Shut the front door. How have they got to 350? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, there is literally, well, I suppose they're going 1, 2, because it's princess seams and darted, so they probably counted each something else, but stun.
Show me some of the pictures.
Oh, good lord, sorry.
I want to see them.
So one of the skirt variations is just a gathered circle, well, gathered skirt. I don't know if it's a circle skirt. And the other one is a box pleated skirt.
Wait, go down. That's the one. That's such a Christmas vibe.
Oh my god, they've got it in the maxi length in this must be a jacquard, and it's box pleated and it looks stunning. It's gold and black.
I know. So the skirt is pleated or gored.
Oh yeah, because it is a skirt as well.
Yeah, but you can do pleated or gold. That's just a skirt, the one. Anyway, so we've just been like swooning over this dress. So yeah, it does remind me of the Betty dress from Sew Over It, which I also think is a very Christmassy dress. I mean, I've made a few Betty dresses, which I absolutely love. It's that 1950s Betty Draper-esque dress.
Yeah.
And I think
it's a great look for Christmas.
Yeah, I think it's very winter.
Classic.
Yes, I would say maybe your arms will get cold, but whatever.
That's what wearing, you know, a turtleneck's for.
You can't wear a turtleneck under a Betty dress. I mean, maybe you could.
Maybe you could. I think you could. It's very Blair Waldorf.
That's true. That is very true.
Thank you.
Gossip Girl reference for those who don't know. Okie dokie, let's go to the next dress.
I just touched the wire. So actually we are out of dresses now, and we are now onto a couple of little separates that we've pulled up.
Great.
So we have pulled up the Fiver Moon Simone top. Now, if you are a bit more of a casual Christmas, party goer.
You touched the wire.
I have, I just touched it twice.
This is terrible. Okay, stop touching the wire.
I'm trying really hard not to, but I need to move my arms.
My arms.
So, I'm trying to... It's basically a blouse. It's perfect if you are maybe a leggings wear on Christmas Day, but you want a slightly more festive, fun top, or you were just going to the pub with your girlfriends for dinner, or...
And it's got a lot of ruffles.
A lot of ruffles, which means you can eat whatever you want.
So what is it? It's the blouse is a scoop neck. Is it dartless?
Yep, dartless. Because I think that first ruffle hits around your boobs.
And that means I don't think there's any fastenings.
Nope, it just pulls on. So it's really easy. Oh, nice. It's a lot gathering. So it's basically got 2 tiers, it's got ruffled sleeves, and it has 2 lengths. So you can either have it as a cute little crop top that will sit perfectly probably at the top of your high-waisted jeans, maybe just over them, or a slightly longer tunic length.
I love it. And I feel like, again, you could make it out of the fabrics that we talked about for the Marnie, which are just some really cool, like, very wintry cottons.
And it would be really versatile. You could wear it to the office. You could do a lot of things with this top. And I think it would be really good. Yeah, I think it's cute.
I feel like it's the most accessible about out of all of the dresses that we've spoken about.
It's definitely very, very beginner friendly. It does have bias tape on the neckline, but I think that's a really nice way of finishing a neckline anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I have this fabric in front of me that I wanted to talk about, which I think could match quite nicely, which is from Haso Sister. And it's the Dutch Heritage Rayon, Dutch Chintz in cream. So it's this cream fabric with these really gorgeous, like, royal colours as the floral design. Mm-hmm. Pinks and blues and reds and oranges. And I think that it would be... It's a dark Dutch archive chintz style design that's printed on.
Nice.
And yeah, it's drapey, perfect for blouses. I think it could really work well in those ruffles.
Yeah, it would look really cute.
I mean, it's not as crisp as maybe you would have gone for this kind of style of dress, as it's a rayon, which is a viscous. But I think that it could still look really gorgeous and very elegant. Well,
they do recommend a structured fabric such as poplin or batiste would work for a statement top. But if you want a top to turn out swishy, select a fabric with fluid drape like silk satin, double gauze, viscose crepe or muslin. So
yeah, I mean, you could definitely do it.
Yeah, you could definitely do a rayon because it's a woven and it's lightweight. So breezy. But I think the Fibre Mood Simone is going to be a lovely Christmas option.
Yeah, amazing. I've not seen that before.
No, I like Fibre Mood patterns, but yeah, sometimes I find them very similar to things I already have.
Yeah, which is fair enough. You got to stick to what you know.
Exactly. So I'm really excited about
this. Okay, we need to talk about this dress, this skirt, because I'm obsessed, like totally obsessed.
I'm so obsessed. Do you remember a couple of episodes ago? Sorry.
No, go for it. I was going to say this was going to be our last pattern, I think.
Yeah, I think it is going to be our last pattern.
So you better do well.
I'm going to hype this up. So a couple of episodes ago, we did our trends for spring, for autumn, winter 2022.
The girl can't speak.
Good Lord. It's been a long day. And we talked about corsets.
We did.
And corsetry. And we talked about corsets and corset tops. Now we are coming to you live with a very Christmas variation. And this is the Vanessa Hansen Carrie skirt, named aptly after Carrie Bradshaw.
Of course.
From Sex and the City. And it has a corseted waist.
So you would call that a corset waist?
It's got the panelling and the V bottom, the V of the yoke. So yeah.
Let's see what she says.
It's not a corset, but it is a corset. But
it gives me
style.
It does give me that vibe.
Exactly.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go for it.
So it's a super high-waisted gathered skirt with a panelled yoke. So that's that panelled yoke gives it that like bottom of a corset style.
Exactly.
So it's like if you can see a corset and then you look at it from the belly button down, that's like kind of what this does at the top of this skirt, if that makes sense. The skirt comes in two waist fittings. It's got either a super high waist with the loops and lacing at the back, or the other version has just like a finish at the natural waist. It's the skirt is cut completely straight at the hem, so the hemming is totally easy, and then it should just look really, really statement. I mean, the picture we're looking at now is this hot pink fuchsia fabric. What is that fabric?
I think it's some sort of cotton.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's quite lightweight, but she's top stitched it with white top stitching and she's wearing it in the broderie and glaze.
Stunning. Top. I feel like it could work out of velvet, you know?
Let's see.
What does it say?
Medium weight woven materials such as cotton or light wool blends, softened linen, viscose, rayon, and silk. It is important there is no stretch in the fabric or the waist yoke will grow and become too big. So I think it does need to be something with a lot of structure.
I have a non-stretch purple velvet.
That's true, you do, don't you?
But I actually think it'll be too weird in the velvet now I'm thinking about it.
I think it'd be very difficult to get the panelling.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's stick to a cotton. I think it's beautiful.
It's gorge. It's stunning.
Wow.
It's so elegant, so Carrie Bradshaw, so statement. Oh, gingham.
It's in a gingham and it looks stunning.
But again, a heavyweight satin.
So it's literally got like that tie corset back as well.
Yes, that's on view A.
Wow. I wanted to talk about one last fabric, which I wish would work with this skirt. I don't think it would. It would be too difficult.
Mm-mm.
But I wanted to talk about Minerva's section of organza. I mean, maybe. Could you figure it out? Could you figure it out that... I don't know why I said that twice. It would work. But I
think
know.
So long as maybe if you matched it perfectly with a cotton as your main base,
You could overlay it.
That's what I'm thinking about, overlaying it. Yeah. Like, how mad would that be?
Gorgeous. You could definitely do that.
They have this gold organza called Cut Spot. And it... Oh, I can't... It's only £5 a metre.
You really want it, don't you?
I know it's polyester. I just think... Oh, it's gorgeous. Look at it. This woman has made a Wilder gown out of it. And it looks so cool.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this organza. And I feel like I've never sewn with organza before. And maybe it's my time. Maybe not with this skirt. Maybe I'll do a Wilder.
Maybe.
A Wilder gown is such a great Christmas dress.
It really is.
And a Wilder gown out of organza, like maybe a mini Wilder gown with like over a little slip.
So cute.
I must buy this organza immediately. They've got it in hot pink.
I feel like we're just convinced. Oh my god,
they've got it in hot pink. They've got it in hot pink.
Buy it.
Yeah, but come on.
It's on sale, look.
I would only wear it once. Oh. Wouldn't I?
No.
Like, when else am I wearing a hot pink organza Wilder gown mini dress?
When you go as Barbie for Halloween.
Oh, stop. okay, so anyway, I feel like we have just shoved loads of patterns and fabrics down your throat, down your ears. That's a weird thing to say. I don't know what I just said.
Into your eardrums.
But
I'm so excited for Christmas. I really can't wait.
So, yes, that was our Christmas edit over and done. And we just really, really want to see all of you making super fun Christmas outfits, even if they aren't what we've told you to make. Not told you, suggested to make.
I mean, we're also, this episode is going live on the 14th of November.
What are we doing on the 1st of November? Did I put an episode out?
Yes, it's the Everyday Trousers. Oh, and thank you so much for all the love we've received on that so far.
Yes, that is so lovely. And we got some lovely people sending us money for coffees, which is grateful.
Yeah,
because I feel like 2023 is going to be the era of buying a new microphone.
So we don't have to lug this one around when we come to mine.
No, so that you can have your microphone and I can have mine. So we can have two separate microphones, because I really don't like the fact that we share this microphone.
But what's so wrong with me sharing this with you?
No, but also it's the fact that we can't get close enough to the microphone to make good sounds.
I mean, if anyone saw me right now, I'm literally sat like a 10
Basically, me and
it.
Hazel are very different levels of speaking. So right now, I am a good 45 centimetres, 50 centimetres away from
the
microphone.
You're a foot and a half away from
it. And Hazel is about 3 centimetres away from the microphone. And she's still so quiet, and it irritates me so much when I'm editing.
I don't think we're that... I don't think I'm that quiet.
There's something wrong with your voice. Anyway, so...
Okay, sorry I didn't go to drama school.
Yeah, so I feel like once we get enough money, maybe we should buy... A microphone each.
And then we can have one.
But even when we go to each other's houses, we have to take both microphones.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah. Well, okay. I just think it needs to be done.
It's fine. We'll make it work.
So yeah, thank you. We really do appreciate that. And yeah, our next episode will be our last.
We've not said anything about this.
Have we not? Not last ever. No one freaked out.
We are. Okay, so we are going to take a small break though. And we will resume regular scheduled content on the 14th of January.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes. Because the next episode will be our 24th episode.
Yes, which is wild.
Which is like a year's worth. So
we're having a Christmas party and we're going to go out for dinner.
Yeah. So our next episode is going to be called It is the Tipsy Sewist Christmas Party. So I think there's going to be a few different elements to this episode.
Yeah.
We might be answering some questions. We love to do that.
Our sewing plans.
Yeah, talking about our sewing plans. And I feel like we're also going to be talking about the last year for us.
Yeah.
And for the Tipsy Sewist. So it's been a full year of recording the podcast. And I feel like we should reflect on that. So it's just going to be a whole mishmash of like, us getting drunk. I think we're going to do cocktails.
100%.
Christmas cocktails.
We are going to be dressed up.
Yeah, it's just going to be a bit of a messy episode.
It's going
to
be chaos.
Oh my god, but we have to get it done by the 1st of December. That's really soon.
I know.
Oh, what? Okay.
Oh, we're on like the 2nd of November.
Okay, fine. And then, we're going to have a little break just to reset, and we're going to come back on the 14th of Jan with some brand new content. Thank you so much. And thank you to our sponsor, In a Haystack. It's amazing. We hope you are going to love finding out about In a Haystack, and hopefully use our code and join up. Sign up.
Sign up. Let's
go. I feel like just go for it. In a Who's Jack, like are amazing. Hitting you hard. And we're super happy that they are sponsoring this podcast. All information will be on our Instagram if you want to hear the code again. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have a lovely week.
Yeah,
day.
Have a great time.
Enjoy your lives. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.